Well, a new study confirms the link between racial attitudes and a controversial new law. KPFT local news reporter Jacob Santillan is live in the studio with more.
Marlo, a new study finds support for voter ID laws is linked to one's attitudes towards race. The study conducted by the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication asked respondents several questions on racial attitudes. These answers were used to create a spectrum of what the researchers term racial resentment. University of Delaware professor and study supervisor Paul Brewer says measuring racial attitudes is a sensitive undertaking. But the findings suggest Americans' attitudes about race do play an important role in determining their views on voter ID laws.
Measuring Americans' racial attitudes is a tricky business, and one approach that researchers have come up with is to try to come up with a set of questions to indirectly measure racial attitudes by asking questions that don't just lead to kind of a knee-jerk reaction by people. So you can't, for example, you couldn't ask a question, are you racially prejudiced against African Americans? Most people would say no, regardless of whether they actually were or not. So the questions we asked in our study are more indirect, and so that's why we call them measures of racial resentment rather than measures of something like racial prejudice. There are a lot of debates back and forth over voter ID. One of the criticisms of it that some people have introduced into public debate is the argument that there's a racial motivation behind voter ID, that it's designed to target African Americans and perhaps other voters. And so what we were trying to do is capture whether that logic helps explain part of the appeal of voter ID laws to the public. And we found voter ID laws are quite popular with the public. A strong majority of the public supports them. And what we found in our study was that Americans' racial attitudes help explain why some people support those laws.
Brewer says racial resentment crosses partisan and ideological lines. He also says that though the focus of the study was African Americans, it would be worthwhile to study the same correlations with Latinos in areas such as here in Texas.
It's a complicated story. First, we found that there's a connection between being conservative, being Republican, and racial resentment. Racial resentment is higher among Republicans and conservatives than among Democrats and liberals. But certainly there are Democrats and liberals who report high levels of racial resentment. And we find that those Democrats and liberals are more likely than other Democrats and liberals to support voter ID laws. So even among Democrats and liberals, there's a connection between racial attitudes and support for voter ID. And a lot of Democrats and liberals did support voter ID. If we could expand the study, one thing that would definitely be interesting to include is a measure of resentment towards Latinos and see if, especially in areas where there's a high Latino population, whether those kind of attitudes are also linked to support for voter ID. Because, you know, part of the debate about voter ID revolves around the argument that these laws are designed to target African Americans. There's a whole other part of the debate that revolves around whether they're going to target Latinos. So certainly that would be an interesting thing to look at. Now, what I suspect is that not always, not in every case, but in a lot of cases, the same people who say that they're resentful of African Americans are going to be the folks who are also resentful of Latinos.
The study's publication comes just a week after U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder compared Texas's voter ID law to a poll tax, the Jim Crow-era practice meant to block or dissuade blacks from voting. Governor Rick Perry condemned the Attorney General's comments, saying that they're meant to inflame racial tension. Dr. Tamara Wagner, professor of race and gender politics at Sam Houston State University, says the Delaware study is methodologically sound and that Texas voter ID law disproportionately depresses voter turnout among African Americans, Latinos, the elderly, and working class voters. Voters who tend to vote Democratic will be affected the most. Texas's voter ID law is the focus of a federal lawsuit filed by the Justice Department and civil rights groups that say the policy disenfranchises voters. Lawyers on both sides made their closing arguments last Friday. Live in the studio, Jacob Santillan, KPFT Local News.